Nigerians go online to complain, to rant, and to talk about how they are being cheated at the big Grammys. Grammy is not a Nigerian award. Grammy is an American award, mostly white people's award, right? And they say, you know what? We like sounds from this angle. Let's create an award structure, like a category, right? And they say, okay, you know what? Let's look at Africa. Let's look at this place. We love the sound coming from this place. Let's reward these artists and the producer and other guys. Then you have Nigerians go online to watch these people and be angry at their choices. This is not your award. It's an award that is trying to say, you know what, let's bring other people in, right? And you have your own award, like to say, oh, okay, you have Eddies in Africa. Let's say, okay, people have reservations about Eddies, probably one of the biggest music award in Africa, right? Or how do Africans, or how do even Nigerians, how do they take this award? Let's say, for example, there was a time where other Latin musicians, they were going for Grammys, they were getting, and at some point, Latin Grammy Award was created because the organizers of Grammy thought many music style of Latin music was too big to fit on the Grammy Awards, and they found that, like, oh, there are different categories in this, from this sound coming here, and they said, you know what, let's create a Latin Grammy. I think the Grammy was started in the 80s, but I think the first Latin Award was around early 2000s, right? Instead of Nigerians specifically ranting the next day after a Grammy Award has happened to think they are the best in after sliced bread and ranting to say they are cheating them or they hate blacks, my people, there is an award in Nigeria called the Eddies. It used to be called the Pop World Award at some point. So the Eddies has been around for almost 20 years, probably like 18 years. If it happens this year, it's probably like the 18th edition. I'm not sure. Over time, we have reservations. Let's even talk about the reservations people have for Eddies, right? Production quality of the event. Maybe the host, maybe transitioning from the host going straight to the next nomination and the speech and giving the award and whatever, right? I mean, those things can be fixed, and that is what I'm here to speak about. Eddies, how it can be the African Grammy, right, where it becomes very, very iconic and well respected, even more respected, right? I feel the best way to go around Eddies going forward is making the award more about upcoming superstars. I'm not saying upcoming artists, upcoming superstars. Disregarding the big four, big three, or big whatever these guys are calling themselves. I'm not saying they should disrespect them or expel them, but making it more about the new upcoming superstars, right? So you look at those people that have the potential to be world star, but they are still performing in Nigeria to start with, or they are gaining a lot of buzz in Nigeria and outside Nigeria, probably Africa and the UK and other European countries. So you look more into those people, create the award around them, disregard the top boys, as they call themselves, right? You look at these guys and say, because at some point, Next Rated used to be a big deal when you watch the Eddies. In fact, sometimes Next Rated is bigger than Artist of the Year or Music Video of the Year. At some point, yeah, they were like Street Up, Street Music Award. Those ones too are really, really big. But I feel when you look at how it used to be for Next Rated, you look at people that have won it in the past, right? You look at Wandeko, you look at other guys like that. In fact, there's a controversy that happened around Next Rated, right? And I think going forward from there, the structure loses a bit of something. I don't know. I can't place my hand on it. But something happened after that. But it used to be the biggest category where people are really, really, really attentive to. So create the award structure around that. And also, we are going to discuss the production quality. Let's say, for example, probably if you get the team that organizes the MVC, are they going to do it? I'm not sure. But you look at the production, you look at the execution. These are the ways that Eddies can move further. And also, since I'm mentioning it to be an African Grammy, it means more music from Africa. I mean, they nominate Africans too, but it's more centered around Nigerian music, right? But now it means they have to be able to say they have listened to a plethora of sounds to say this is Ghana sound, and the Ghana one, Uganda, people from Burkina Faso, people from Kenya. You look at more music now, which is it is very achievable, because when you look at, let's even compare, I'm not comparing in terms of I'm just comparing in terms of quality of production of the events, right? Look at them. At some point, Sound City used to do an award similar to that, where the production is way better than Eddie's, right? But where was the consistency? They never had that kind of consistency. So these are the places I feel Eddie's can play. Shout out to Ayoani Mashaun, who has been in the business for a very, very, very long time. These are Nigerian OGs in terms of Nigerian music, and where it was and where it is now. So these are places I think they can work on and be the African Grammys. Not necessarily call it African Grammys, but the biggest music award in Africa, also respected. And which means, looking at the panelists, it has to be more than Nigerian panelists, right? So you can get panelists from all these other countries with the Nigerian panelists. I say, let's create this award structure, but this time, very, very deliberate to make it larger than life and make it like an African Grammy.